Radio Prague News.
The Czech authorities will deport an Afghan family that an EU court says must be transferred from a detention centre. The Greens have called on the president to honour those who work with refugees. And the coalition that governs Prague is set to meet on Friday after the ousting of four of its 11 councillors last week. The European Court of Human Rights has ordered the Czech authorities to relocate an Afghan family with children being held at the country's Biela Jezova detention facility. In a preliminary ruling, the Strasbourg court upheld a petition on the matter from the Czech NGO, the Organisation for Aid to Refugees. The Czech Ministry of the Interior said it would deport the family, who have been in Biela Jezova since the start of September, because there were no longer grounds to detain them, not because of the court's decision. The court said the family should be transferred to another facility that does not violate Article 3 of the European Convention on Human Rights. The Green Party have called on the Czech President Miloš Zeman to honour volunteers who work with refugees at a ceremony on Wednesday celebrating the foundation of Czechoslovakia. In an open letter, the Greens leader Jana Drapalová and party senator Václav Láska said they weren't requesting state honours for volunteers, merely that the head of state thanked them for their work. The president's spokesman rejected the call. Mr. Zeman has been criticised for his comments on migrants and Muslims, with the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights last week saying his repeated Islamophobic comments had contributed to xenophobic public discourse. The Czech Antitrust Authority has given the green light to the sale of the company RPG Byty, which owns over 43,000 apartments in the Moravian Silesian region. RPG Byty has been bought by a Luxembourg-based company with the Czech-sounding name, Fondy Bydlení 2. Little is known about the firm, and the regulator said it could not discuss it at present because of trade secrecy. RPG Byty acquired the flats from its mother company, co-owned by tycoons Zdeněk Bakala, RPG Industries, which bought them from Mr. Bakala's mining company, OKD, in 2004. The wealthy entrepreneur has been criticised for reneging on an agreement to sell the flats to occupants. The coalition that governs Prague is set to meet on Friday for talks following the ousting of four of its 11 councillors last week. Representatives of ANO, the Social Democrats and the Four Coalition said they wouldn't discuss their plans with the media prior to the meeting. In a late-night session on Thursday night, Matěj Stropnický of the Four Coalition, Michal Hašeka of ANO and Hanna Nováková and Irena Robková of the Social Democrats were voted off the council on grounds of poor performance. Councillor Karel Březina of the Social Democrats said he hoped the situation would be resolved by the middle of next week. He refused to say whether his party were holding talks on forming a new coalition with other groupings. The Czech tennis players Petra Kvitová and Lucia Šafářová are preparing to face one another on Wednesday at the WTA finals in Singapore, in a match that could lead to one of them exiting the prestigious season-ending competition. Both Czechs lost love two on sets in their opening matches on Monday and are now fighting to make it out of their four-player group into the semi-finals of the tournament, which features the top eight players of the 2015 season. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.